It is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with football this morning. And calm and ready, I owe you an apology. Chelsea, they've ended their three-match losing run with a 4-0 victory.
Yes, four, babes. I was going to message you four this morning. Because now I feel like also fourth on the,
on the
table.
Yeah. Your team's like four, eh? Sundowns, Chelsea.
Yes. As long as we win, that's all we care about.
Common literally just threw me a gang sign. I got nervous for a second. Can't you such football? Yes, so that is Chelsea winning against bottom side Southampton 4-0 at the Bridge last night. The results take them back into the Premier League top four. Boss Enzo Maresca says it was an important victory.
Probably we are in our worst moment in terms of results, but we are fourth, 1 point from the third. So that means a lot, and also show how good we have been in the first part of the season. Now it's just a matter to try to finish in the best.
Yeah, we stay with the Premier League. Brighton made it four wins from as many matches by beating Bournemouth 2-1. Ismail Assar scored twice at Crystal Palace, beat Aston Villa 4-1. Fulham 2-1 winners at Wolves. There was also one match in the Betway Prem. Stellies moving up to fifth on the standings after defeating relegation threatened Makesi 2-1 at the Donny Craven Stadium. The big news in the world of rugby: Springbok prop, the spicy plum, Steven Kitoff, has been forced to hang his boots, to hang up his boots due to a serious neck injury after doctors advised it would be a highly dangerous act to continue scrumming in that front row. Of course, 83 test matches for the Springboks, winning two World Cup. He also played a series against the British and Irish Lions. He won a rugby championship and also played 138 games for the Stormers. Kitoff made the announcement in a press conference in Cape Town yesterday and says now on to the next thing.
Very lucky to still be able to walk, first of all. If I can count my blessings and be very grateful that I'm still alive. It's 100% like sees every day and like proper planning and working towards a new goal and new careers.
Yeah, rain deciding the outcome of the Proteas Champions Trophy group clash against Australia. The match abandoned without a ball being bowled earlier yesterday. Now this means the team to share the points, earning a point each, leaving both sides on 3 points each after winning their opening games against Afghanistan and England. And now the Proteas still have to face England on Saturday in their final group match, while the Aussies play against Afghanistan on Friday. For the East Coast Australia Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.